ain't gonna stop us now.
Good morning!
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
Kix 96.9.
You ready to roll, sir?
Hang on.
It looks like you're ready to roll.
He's ready to roll.
Ready to roll.
Ready to roll with this?
I don't know. I guess. You guys ready to roll?
Ready to roll!
You ready to roll?
You'll be as loose as a goose and ready to roll in no time.
Then roll it!
Roll it.
It's the Kix Morning Show. JP, Lauren, Husker Nick rolling out another show on Wednesday, October 9th. Hi, Lauren.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad.
Good. What? You seem unsure. You all right over there, JP?
I'm just waking up, you know.
Okay.
Clearing the dust off.
He does some days question himself. Like, as he's saying it, he's like, is that true?
I'm good.
Am I okay?
There are things that go on off the air that, you know, you just kind of go with the flow and you deal with it and you just keep going and, you know what? Keep
life,
Yankees playoff baseball.
Yeah, there's that.
Is that what?
Yeah.
You're talking, because they clinched, so you had no day with the Yankees baseball.
Yeah,
so you're like, what do I do with my hands?
I didn't know what.
I'm supposed to be watching baseball.
I didn't know what hat to wear yesterday. I was like, do I wear a Yankees hat, or do I wear a Husker hat, or do I go with a
always
Northeast
default.
Rockets hat?
Isn't the default always
default
a Husker hat?
Yeah, yeah, this is Nebraska.
Guaranteed, because there's always a Husker sport going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah, that's a default.
Does there need to be a Husker sport to wear a Husker hat?
No, God, no.
No, I think you just, if you're a Husker fan, you can just do it.
Do you even need to be a Husker fan, or it's just Nebraska? It's just an article of clothing.
It's you're representing the state. You know, do whatever.
The N represents the state?
Yeah, hell yeah, it does.
Okay.
Do you know what it stands for?
Nebraska.
Knowledge. Sorry, you missed it.
Knowledge.
N. Knowledge with
an
N.
You've never heard that joke?
No. All
the other teams hate Nebraska, they're always like, that N, you know what it stands for? Knowledge.
Yeah.
I'll take that. I don't even get mad about that. I'll own that up. I went there. I get it. No problem. That's all right.
Funny.
That might be how I spell knowledge. Leave me alone.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Surprised you've never heard that before.
I have not heard that one. That one's
wow.
A good one.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean,
more knowledge.
Are Husker clothing items appropriate in all situations?
Of course. Yes.
Yeah, I'd say so. Because, well, I mean, there's some really dressy, nice-looking shirts, and then all of a sudden there's a little N right in the pocket.
Or you wear a pin. Just a little, little pins. I got a
Husker
couple pins.
Pin.
If I'm wearing like a suit,
like a
I'll
suit.
Just put a pin on there. Mm-hmm. Always got to have represent the state and the
a Husker
university.
I have, however, heard the argument that even if you're supposed to be wearing a suit, you could just wear a Husker shirt instead.
I would.
Well, yeah, that's true. You could get away with that.
I would totally do that.
Is it like an acceptable substitute for any possible item of clothing?
I think so. Especially substitute for like, I don't know, a Creighton shirt. Or anything Iowa. Yes, that's a quality substitute. No problem.
That poor kid standing in the rail yard this past Saturday was the only one wearing an Iowa shirt, and I had to call him out on it a couple times. It's like, dude, you're in the wrong place. I mean, if you're Northwestern, fine. You're here for the game. We welcome you to our facility, but you're an Iowa kid. What are you doing here?
So my wife asked me, she's already asking for Christmas list, which, God, that's annoying. It's early.
Yeah, I guess it is.
I just don't want the year to be over yet. Like,
right.
When you start doing that, it's like you're winding down the year. And I told her all I wanted. I found, so there's those short shorts you can get, the chubbies.
Yeah.
You know? They've got them. They're red
they're like
with just
trunks.
The ends all over them.
Oh, really?
And I really want that just so next summer I can sit around in my kids' kiddie pool drinking Bush Lights in my
Husker tiny Husker chubbies.
Yeah.
You can have a Husker chubby.
Yes.
That's
and I will wear them all the time. I am so excited about this.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's the little things, you know?
Excited enough to forgive her for asking what you want for Christmas in October?
Yeah, I did.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
All right, we'll try to make Christmas a little bit easier with $1,000 in your hand and Miranda Lambert tickets, cash, and concerts. Your first word coming up here at 6 o'clock. We've got couples therapy at 7:20 and more chance for you to have some fun with us.
Live on your radio, it's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Before we get into this, let's do this.
Kix 96.9, cash and concerts. A shot at $1,000 and concert tickets is happening right now.
All right, $1,000 and Miranda Lambert tickets continuing this week with cash and concerts. Answer is your first word.
The answer is answer?
Answer is the word, yep.
A-N-S-W-E-R is
perfect.
What you need to put in on our website.
Or our website at KZKX.com. $1,000 and Miranda Lambert tickets could be yours. You don't want this.
Enough is enough. I have had it with these mother snake snakes on this mother snake plane. Everybody strap in. I'm about to open up the windows.
Pretty sure when these thieves opened the duffel bag that they stole, they finally understood the concept of instant karma.
No kidding. Sometimes the universe just reaches down and smacks you across the face right away.
Some thieves broke into a car in San Jose, California Saturday and stole a duffel bag. But what they didn't realize was inside of it were 4 pythons and a rare lizard.
Oh, God!
Okay, first off, when you steal something like a duffel bag, like maybe somebody's wallet is in it, but probably it's dirty gym clothes or something like that. So
the best case scenario is there's maybe an old iPod with some sweet late 2000s music. All right? Like, there's not going to be great stuff in there.
And also, didn't they notice it moving?
By the way, how many pythons?
4 pythons.
This would have been a pretty decently heavy bag.
Right.
So they thought they were really hitting the mother load.
Did they think it was full of guns or something? I mean, a dead body, right? Oh,
by the way, dead body may be better than pythons and a random whatever animal.
I have a lot of questions about that's how someone is choosing to carry their pythons.
Well, the reason behind that bag is a reptile breeder by the name of Brian Gundy had just given a talk at a library and those were in his bag.
That's how he carries them? Is it a duffel bag?
He carries them around in a duffel bag.
Like, I hate snakes, but that seems mean. You're just tossing them in your duffel bag, put it over your shoulder.
Well, you know who I feel bad for is the one lizard in the bag with the 4 snakes.
He's just standing there while they're swirling all around him.
Right. What did he do?
What did I do to deserve this?
Right.
How did I piss Brian off today? I'm stuck in this bag with these pythons.
Enough with these mother snakes in this mother bag.
Like, do you get back to your hideout? Because thieves have hideouts.
Yeah.
And do you get back to like Skull Island and you're like, open up the bag and you're like, you can have this one. This is your haul, buddy. I'll get the next one. Don't worry.
All you.
Gross.
Oh, man.
So gross. Good.
So, yeah, the whole bag is worth about $5,000, but he wanted mostly to get them back because he was worried about them.
Quick question.
So they did not put it back when realizing it was full of pythons.
They probably got into their getaway car.
And drove away.
Because that's what they have, too.
Yeah. Right, of course.
Would you rather steal a gym bag and have it full of dirty underwear or snakes?
Dirty underwear.
Dirty underwear. All right.
Dirty underwear. Disgusting. Can't kill you.
Yeah. All right. Solid point.
That's funny. Okay. So, Brian got his bag back. And he says, no one knows how to take care of reptiles. I have a concern for them. The sad thing, too, is it happened on my birthday.
Oh, no. Someone's stolen snakes on his birthday?
He's had them since they hatched. They're his babies.
Oh, okay.
So, Brian got his bag of snakes and that one poor...
Happy birthday, Brian.
Yep.
Don't miss this. Guess what happens next? Next on the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
No, it's next, but we do get you new music from Luke Combs, a part of the Nitty Gritty coming up.
J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick, the Kix Morning Show is on now. Keeping you in the know from Music Row. It's the Nitty Gritty from Music City on New Country, Kix 96.9.
Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton have taken another big step in their relationship, home ownership.
Hey!
According to Us Weekly, Gwen and Blake have bought a house together and it's currently being renovated, which is why they're living in a rental in Bel Air. They have been dating since 2015, so 4 years into a relationship, they're not moving too fast. I mean, move in together. Another insider says Blake is, quote, extremely close to Gwen's 3 sons with her ex-husband, Gavin Rossdale. Quote, Blake loves getting dirty with the boys. They're always playing basketball or running around.
It's a good thing they could find a rental instead of having to live with their auntie and uncle in Bel Air.
That's true. I can't even speculate what they might be paying for a rental house in Bel Air.
At least 6 figures, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, if the CMAs were politics, Miranda Lambert would be endorsing the candidacy of Carrie Underwood.
Okay.
She hit up Instagram with really sincere praise for all the Entertainer of the Year nominees, Keith Urban, Garth Brooks, Eric Church, and Chris Stapleton, but then went all in for Carrie Underwood for Entertainer of the Year. Miranda talked about Carrie's skill at organizing and headlining an all-female tour, which Miranda says, quote, ain't for the faint of heart. She also says, quote, Carrie put out her first single in 2005, and from then on, country music was changed for good. That iconic voice has been classing up our stages, charts, and televisions for a decade and a half. The voice, the legs, the song, the brand, the songs, the brand, the mom, the wife, the Okie, the Jesus lover, the blonde bombshell that is Carrie. She blows me away every time I hear her sing. She never wavers in who she is or what she stands for. She stayed true and pushed herself to be better. If you've never heard her sing How Great Thou Art, do yourself a favor and listen. So for the sake of sequins, Spanx, and spray tans, take it home. You carry the torch, Entertainer of the Year.
She's definitely earned it this year for sure.
Yeah,
that tour was impressive.
Mm-hmm. So yes, Miranda Lambert fully endorsing Carrie Underwood. Finally, we have new Luke Combs music for you. He has shared the full track listing for his album, What You See Is What You Get, which is out November 8th. There are 17 songs, which is a lot.
Yeah.
But that's because it includes the entire EP for the prequel.
Oh, okay.
There are a couple of guest appearances, too. His hero, Eric Church, is on Does to Me, and Brooks and Dunn join him on the track One Too Many. He has also released the title track, which is called What You See Is What You Get, because that's what a title track is. And you get to hear it for the first time right now. This is the Nitty Gritty from Music City, brought to you by Discount City Beer and Wine. I'm Lauren Silverman for Kicks 96.9.
I'm a walking contradiction and far from a condition, cause there's pieces I can't find. Sometimes trouble, I can't cope with the addiction, with set in stone convictions and an open bottom line. I'm an easy read, but I ain't no open book. Got a knack for making things harder than they look. What you see is what you get. At least I'm honest. I don't spin it like a record, and I ain't acting like I'm bitter. Then you know I really am. Yeah, you're dead on it. You got me figured out and bitter. Set in my ways hard-headed, but hell, I do the best I can. What you see is what you get with me. Tricks up these sleeves and acquire taste to constant work in progress. I'm a straight shooting, beer drinking, rule breaking. Don't think I won't take a good thing too far. What you see is what you get. What you see is what you get. What you get, baby.
Hold on. This is What's with J.P., Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Seriously, by the time his career is over, he's going to have 121 number one hits.
No kidding.
Like every song Luke Combs does.
Is he just going to quit in like 2 years? What are we talking about?
That's a good point. I got some good things coming your way. You can let us know about yours on Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Now it's Jason Aldean. It's Kix.
Live, local, and laughing. Now, it's J.P., Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Let's talk about some good.
Kix, my good thing today starts with a guy named Brian Rand. He is a veteran He lives in Beaufort, South Carolina, and he had no intention of getting a dog. But one day, a couple of years ago, he was stuck in terrible traffic on his way home from work, and he was so frustrated that he just pulled over into a parking lot, and it was the local Humane Society. And he kind of went inside, and then he kind of thought, maybe I'll get a little dog, just a little dog. And he came home with a 70-pound dog named Curly. And
I mean, little's so, relative for everybody, right?
That's true. Right, that's true. Well, like I said, that was a year or so ago. Last week, Brian says he always, he sets his alarm and sometimes, but then leaves his phone in the other room. So it's not uncommon for Curly to come wake him up in the morning when the alarm starts going off. Right. But like a week ago, Curly started really trying to get him to get up. But when he looked and it was 1 o'clock in the morning and he was like, no, dog, go away. What are you doing?
Bedtime.
And yeah, exactly. And Curly wouldn't stop and Curly wouldn't stop and Curly wouldn't stop. So he gets up and his whole house is on fire.
Oh, wow.
He has no idea why Curly knew what to do, but Curly knew exactly what to do. Curly woke him up, got him out. The house was a total loss, and he said there's no way he would have woken up. He definitely just would have died in there.
Wow.
But Curly, he saved Curly, and Curly saved him. And I think that's so sweet, right?
Outstanding. Husker Nick, your good thing.
My good thing. It's so last night was the end of the slow pitch softball season, which you know how much I love that. Good. And it's fun because you get to hang out with a lot of great people. Last night, I was on a team. They were called the Misfits, and we were a bunch of those guys. And we beat a team that was full of, like, Hall of Fame Salt Dog Jake Hoensy was out there. And Hall of Fame Salt Dog Jake Hoensy's little brother, Matt, was also on the team. And then a guy, Chris, that I have to shout him out, because I hope one day my wife looks at me like Chris does Jake Hoensy, because he just loves that guy. And we had a lot of fun, but on a serious note, congrats to everybody this year. It was a fun year of slow pitch softball in the state, and it's just fun because it's like a neat little community. And by little, I mean like 5,000 people. It's a good size of the city. So really fun. Excited to see you guys there. And Hoensy, feel free and come work out with me. You got to hit that weight room, bro, because you were not hitting that ball over the fence yesterday.
That's funny. My good thing is a guy named Dennis Valstead, and unfortunately Dennis has passed away, but he got creative with his will. He owns a small dry cleaning business and never got married or had kids, so he had about $500,000 to his name when he died.
Okay.
So he secretly put in his will that $500,000, all of it, would be divided equally to whoever showed up to his funeral. He didn't have a ton of close friends, so he figured it wouldn't be a huge turnout, but he was extremely kind and generous with everyone he knew, and it turns out he underestimated how many people really cared about him. 270 people showed up to pay their respect to him.
Aww. Oh,
cool. So that's kind of a cool thing. So they all get like $1,800. So just a very cool thing that he did, and he apparently made an impact on some people's
lives.
That's
awesome.
You're just a few seconds away from this with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
Yeah, your Cash and Concerts keyword for this hour is answer. You can get that on our website at KZKX.com for your...
Get up and get at it, Lincoln. It's the Kix Morning Show with J.P., Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
I just saw the employees scurrying out of the building and all the police just rolling up.
The calm of a Tuesday afternoon shattered when a truck slams into the South Lincoln Chick-fil-A.
We're also getting reports of somebody with a firearm and somebody who was possibly shot.
Seconds later, the man behind the wheel confronted by law enforcement.
A special agent fired his weapon at the suspect who died from the injuries on the scene.
A crazy scene at Chick-fil-A South yesterday afternoon around 1 o'clock.
First off, this is a real thing that happened. And I don't know, the music under that makes it feel like a movie or something. I'm so confused by that.
I think it was a teaser for the 10-11 news in the evening.
That feels a little sensational for an actual thing that happened to people and not a movie.
Yesterday afternoon, a disgruntled customer was escorted out of Chick-fil-A and then drove his pickup backwards into the building and then was shot and killed by a railroad officer that just happened to be there. And stop the man. He was carrying a taser, and so it looked like a gun, and he wouldn't stop. And so the officer did what he could. And when the police got on the scene, he was doing CPR on the man who did all of this. And he was attacking customers and employees. And there's video that's out there now of him just going to town on the equipment there inside the Chick-fil-A. It was a horrific scene.
It's such a weird story, and there are still a lot of details missing.
Right.
We don't know what started any of it. We don't know who the man was. There, you know what I mean? There's a whole lot of details still missing in this.
It's crazy when you live in a town like Lee, Nebraska. Because it's, I mean, look, it may take 40 minutes to drive from one side to the other, but it's not that big of a city.
Sure.
And you know, like Lauren, we live relatively close to the area.
Right.
Yeah.
I live really close to it. Right. So I don't know about you, but like right around that time when this all started going down, people start texting anybody they know, hey, whatever you do, don't drive that direction.
Right.
Don't go, you know, over there. Are you over in that area? You should get home and that kind of stuff. It's so interesting how that, you know, in this town, because of the size that it is, how fast that word travels and that
and
news.
And Southwest went into lockdown. Scott is closer.
Yeah.
Actually, I think Scott and Cabot are closer, but didn't go into, though they didn't go into lockdown because nobody was leaving. Yeah. Southwest went into lockdown because it was an early out day.
Yeah, Tuesdays, so they high schools get out early. Yeah.
So they should have been leaving just as kind of all this was developing. So they put the high school into lockdown so that people wouldn't leave until they figured out. Because there was a little bit there where there was a lot of kind of unclear information going out. And some of the initial headlines were a little nuts. Some of the initial headlines were just like shooter at Chick-fil-A, which is I feel a very different situation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Than what
what
went down.
And sometimes it just takes it to like take a second, let us figure out what really happened. And the police were there about two-ish that they had their press conferences and kind of let people know the basic information that they had.
I got a real quick, if you haven't seen the article that's in the Journal Star, I got to shout out Todd Ogden, who is, if some of you might know him, he's the president and CEO of the Downtown Lincoln Association, but he's a friend of mine. I play basketball with him, and dude, he's sitting in there, all this craziness happens, and his first thought is to jump up and tackle the guy and get him out of the building.
Right.
I got to say, man, hats off to him, because like I'd like to think if I was in that situation, that's how I'd react. I will only know if I was in that situation how I'd truly react.
Right.
But Todd is one of the best doggone people in Lincoln, Nebraska. And once I saw that he was the guy who, you know, tackled this guy and did everything he could to potentially save a lot of people, there was zero surprise on my part, because this dude is a great guy. He's come in here probably 4 or 5 times and talked with us. Just a great freaking guy. Every year for Rail Yard Rims, he helps raise money for all sorts of different things, Boys and Girls Club, all that kind of stuff. So we're lucky to have that guy in Lincoln. He's a good dude.
So a lot of people very lucky to have their lives, and the situation didn't escalate higher than it did. We were going to have a dine out to help out for the Lincoln Firefighters in Operation Warm out there tonight. So that's not happening because they're shut down for a while because of the repairs that they have to do. Plus, it's a crime
scene. The whole front window is there's a lot of damage.
The photos
inside
were crazy.
Yeah.
With the, just, you know, not every day you see an entire, you know, Dodge
there's an
Ram
entire truck in the line.
Yeah, into the entire.
Yeah.
Basically, it's sitting there looking, trying to decide what it wants for food. Like, that's where it's sitting.
Yep. So there you go. Just that's a little bit more information that we had for you this morning on what a lot of people are going to be talking about with what went down at Chick-fil-A yesterday afternoon. And if anything else pops up, we'll definitely let you know about that. And thanks to our sister station, KFOR, for keeping us updated on that. And Corey L., who does Nebraska Nights Live with us, was like right there on the scene getting as much information as possible to make sure we had the proper knowledge of what went down.
More? Yep, you're just seconds away from this. From JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
We'll get more keywords for you to win your way to $1,000 and Miranda Lambert live on Friday.
It's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Halloween, Halloween, ooh, Halloween.
This, by the way, producer Liz's favorite Halloween song now.
Oh, yeah.
You're welcome.
Far and away.
So we're getting closer and closer to Halloween, and we've talked about the wonderful candy you get. One of the biggest complaints I've heard from a couple of kids are that the fun size is no longer fun size. It's so small, you don't even get to truly enjoy it. What's that now?
Those kids sound like spoiled brats.
Ooh, get them.
Demanding full-size candy.
Okay.
They have gotten smaller, though. Somebody handed me a full-size Twix. My hands aren't that big. Or, I mean, a fun size fence the other day, and I was like,
okay, fits in your,
what?
In the palm
it was
of your
like
hand.
The size of a Tootsie Roll, literally.
Well, because we're in a world now where they're trying to make sure that everybody's healthy. They don't
well, they sell the different size ones. Like, there are, like, the little square-wrapped Twix, and then there are the fun-sized, you know, like, there are the, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there's a woman in Rancho Cucamonga, California, who posted a rant on her neighborhood Facebook page with a message for her neighbors this Halloween, saying, quote, over the last three Halloweens, cheap candy has somehow infiltrated our community, and it has to stop. Dum-dum, Smarties, and Jolly Ranchers might be okay for some other cities nearby.
Oh, my God, I hate her so much.
We are an affluent neighborhood, and this status should be reflected in our candy provisions for Halloween.
We are an affluent neighborhood, and that should be reflected in our candy.
So she's begging her neighbors.
Have you ever wanted to smack someone more?
She's begging
her neighbors. It depends on if I'm her neighbor or someone who's driving into her neighborhood to get
candy.
That's
a very valid point.
Because if I'm driving into the neighborhood, I'm like, preach, girl. Get more bigger candy bars in here.
And she's begging the neighbors to start handing out full-size candy bars or giving each kid four to six fun-size bars.
Bam! I like where her head's at on that. That's great. Force these people.
Doesn't that suck the fun out of it if you're forcing people to participate?
It, again, depends on if I'm her neighbor who is the one choosing not to do this, or if I'm showing up with my daughter who's 1.5 and obviously not eating this candy. Then all of a sudden it's on my, I'm happy.
Yeah, because it's your candy then.
That's right.
So it's more about eat the rich.
Yes. God.
So producer Liz is in here because you have a similar story.
Yes. So
you have experience with this.
I have experience with this, and my mother also being infuriated by this because my parents live in Dallas, and they live like maybe two or three streets off of one of the big main drags of like the big old, you know, mansion houses. So they don't live in one. I wish, but they live near them. And so some of the women that live there are in my mom's book club, and they were all just complaining because when you move in there, part of the homeowners association is that you agree that you will do these big displays for Halloween and Christmas. And we're not talking like putting up spider webs. They install like moving art and sculpture and light shows.
Wow.
And they bring in horse-drawn carriages at Christmas, that kind of thing.
Oh my
to
gosh,
do tours.
Okay.
It's
yeah.
insane.
Yeah. Holy
so cow. For Halloween, they start a little after Christmas buying in like wholesale full-size candy bars.
Wow.
And then they have to, and that's part of the agreement as well, is that you have to have like a certain amount of candy that you hand out. And then they have to hire people to hand out the candy. They don't have to, but usually they're like, it's we're just so overwhelmed that they'll hire in people to hand candy.
This is crazy to me.
Trick-or-treaters, to little children, to hand candy to children.
That's more of a theme park than
wow.
like,
yeah.
Awesome.
It's a whole, I mean, it's insane. Like I went off the top of my head where she has like a big spooky carousel. It is a full size carousel.
Like
in
that
her
you
front
can
yard.
Ride on?
No, because of course.
Decorative.
Stay out.
Oh,
and see,
true.
A lot of them don't want you in like past their gates either. So that's why they hire these people. So they'll
stand outside the gates.
They'll have parties on their front porches, their beautifully decorated front porches, to watch all the like people that are driving into their neighborhood come and trick or treat, and then have other people, the hired help, hand out their.
Oh my god!
It's so extra. My mom was like, "Oh my god!"
Welcome
there's
to Dallas.
So many layers to this.
My mom was like, "I don't know. I bought a couple bags of candy, so I went to Costco and got the good stuff. So I thought that was enough."
Right, I was feeling like super generous.
Right, so she was like, "Well." But yeah, so it
probably is, nobody shows up at your parents' house because they're two streets off of that.
Yeah. She's learned actually. Last year, she bought six full size candy bars from CVS, and she only had six trick or treaters. So she like made their day because she was like, "I spent $6 on candy because nobody wants to come to our street."
That's funny.
Wow.
Yeah, it's insane.
And there are some neighborhoods that are kind of like that around here.
Oh yeah, we go over to one. There's one on the south side of Lincoln that it's awesome. Like they have. There's like a woman who sits on the front porch and like is a witch. You always all the kids want to go see the witch.
Oh, very.
And
cool.
Like they give out full size candy bars, and then it's like Frost neighborhood in that whole area.
Oh,
there.
Okay.
And it's neat, and it's funny though because there's some people that are sitting around, and you could tell it's a big thing in the neighborhood, but it's not mandated like what she was talking
right,
about.
Right, you don't sign something right. as part of the homeowners association.
But you can kind of tell, like when you walk around and you talk to some of these people, they're like, "Yeah, you might skip the house next door. They're giving out candy, but they didn't do anything. Like they don't special in the front yard, you know." And it's like, and it makes me think, like, should you, if you know your neighborhood is totally into this, like this woman's saying, right. like, "Hey, let's get some better candy bars. We're into getting more bigger candy bars." Or like in this neighborhood in Lincoln, they're into decorating. It's going to be, you know, big things all over there. Like, should you? Like, even though maybe you don't want to, should you?
I feel like,
for the sake of the neighborhood?
I feel like yes, but until someone says you have to, then it's like, no, I'm turning my lights off and leaving. Until someone writes a letter about how our candy should reflect the status of this neighborhood.
Well, I'm curious what our people think.
Five calls. Says it all on Kix 96.9, 466-9696.
So like with Halloween or even Christmas, should you hold up your end of the bargain when it comes to the...
Right,
the,
if your whole neighborhood does this.
The neighborhood decorating, the candy giving out, like full-size candy. What should you have to hold up your end of that bargain? 466-9696. Five calls, say it all. And then we'll try to figure out exactly what neighborhoods they are so we can go get the candy. 466-9696 to join it. Here's Brothers Osborne, his kid. Brothers Osborne, J.P. Lord Husker, the Kix 96.9. And a neighborhood in California. And one of the owners there is
in
like,
Rancho Cucamonga.
Which is a very fancy, some very fancy neighborhoods over
there. Well, it's funny because 20 years ago it wasn't, because it's like 2.5 hours outside of LA, but now that's where you have to live to commute into LA. It used to not be fancy at all.
I would have moved there just because of the name.
Because you get to say you live in Rancho Cucamonga.
Rancho Cucamonga! And then like I would have to be like, or something.
So she was, this lady in that neighborhood was ranting about the candy and that we need to step up our game. No dum-dums, no Smarties, no Jolly Ranchers.
She said, we are an affluent neighborhood and our Halloween candy should reflect that.
I fully support her because I don't live there. So that means when I go there, I can get that candy.
And we wanted to know from you, do you have to play along with this? Is this a part of the deal moving into the neighborhood? 466-9696. Good morning.
I say Snickers.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Thanks, man. Snickers is good. Thanks.
Cool.
Okay.
So the verdict is Snickers.
I'm.
Yeah. Or we take more of your calls at 466-9696.
I don't know. I feel we might have settled it.
One call said it all right there. That got our answered our question. Let's get to couples therapy for God's sakes.
We'll have some time to take calls if you'd like to let us know. Do you have to participate in the big neighborhood Halloween decorating candy giving? 466-9696. And yes, Snickers has to be involved. Do you need to hold up your end of the bargain when it comes to giving out full size candy bars or decorating and or both when it comes to Halloween? You can let us know what you think. Hi, Kix.
If this is in regards to the Halloween candy and everything, I have no problem with the whole decorating aspect of things. But nobody's going to dictate what I need to give out for Halloween because I'm a firm believer in the Teal Pumpkin Project.
Yeah. If you want to do that, it's weird to dictate exactly what other people need to do. Like, do what you feel like you need to do. The Teal Pumpkin Project, if you don't know, is for kids that have food allergies and can't eat. So it's houses with teal pumpkins. It means you also have something else for kids that can't have the candy or chocolate or whatever a specific thing it is. It's some non-candy thing they can have.
Okay.
Is what that means.
I Kix, your thought?
I think you have to participate.
Why?
Because my mom's neighborhood does this to the point that, like, they close one major road in the neighborhood. Like, the police block it off. And when she moved there, she learned very quickly that everyone decorates their house with huge blow up skeletons, blow up dragons, blow up Halloween trains.
Wow.
You know, that's cool. Skeletons, the whole nine yards. And she jumped into it, and now it's been very fun every year.
Very cool.
Is there anybody else that's just totally put off by the you have to, you will do this? Like, I 100% think you should participate until some lady writes a letter that says, we are an affluent neighborhood and our candy must reflect it. Well, now I'm turning my lights off and going away.
Well, that's like, what this gentleman's going to do. Good morning.
As far as that neighborhood goes, personally, I would want to be the creepy old guy that has his lights off, that has stories told that my house is haunted.
Heck yeah.
It's just a naturally...
Be the only one in the neighborhood and just be known as that scary guy, don't go up to the house.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, then you still play along with the whole theme
right,
without doing a single thing.
And you'd actually probably provide more fun to the kids than anybody else, because telling the stories about that house is the best part.
Yeah, gotta love the spooky house in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. I still know which house it was on the block I grew up with that, like, it was way set off the street.
Yeah.
And they'd leave, like, one pumpkin, and you were never sure if you were supposed to go back there get candy or not. Geez. You'd be like, yeah, right.
Yeah, he would leave the light on at all?
No.
Oh, that's even spookier.
Right? It was the best part.
Whatever it may be, hopefully you get the big candy bars, which will be a lot of fun. Coming up in 3 minutes, Tom and Steph have an argument. We're going to settle it, and you're going to be a part of it with couples therapy. First, it's Matt Stell. JP, Lauren, Husker Nick. It's Kix on 6.9.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick
in the morning
are on
Kix 96.9.
Relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. Whenever that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
Oh, wait, I had their own lipstick.
Oh, that's it. I've had it.
It's 1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's couples therapy with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Tom reached out to us with an issue he's got with his wife, Steph. And they want us to step in and just basically take over for them because they've had enough of each other.
You guys, I mean, at this point, we're like a year into this.
Right.
We are professional marriage counselors now. And then we do this for like about 18 seconds, and then we let the people in Lincoln, Nebraska help them. So, you know.
We're more facilitators. It's the people of Nebraska. That
we're just dishing out dimes left and right. Assist here, assist there.
There you go. There you go.
I like that.
So, Tom, what's wrong with you and your wife, Steph? What's going on?
Well, yeah, the kids are just playing video games all day. You see what's going on with all these kids today who are playing video games. It's warping their minds. Remember when we were kids? We just play out in the street. Maybe, you know, we played 10 minutes of Atari, but we weren't stuck to the TV playing video games all day, letting it warp our minds. We were outside playing in the fields and in the street with sticks and stuff. And you just see what it's doing to these kids these days. It's not good.
Okay.
And your wife feels opposite, I would guess, on that one.
Steph, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys.
Hi. Okay, so give us more details here. Are you wanting to get video games? Do you already have video games? Like, what's going on here?
So we already have video games for them. I just think he's making a really big deal out of it. I understand what he's saying, but honestly, they're not those types of kids where they just play video games. They're heavily involved in a lot of school activities. They're not like the sports types of kids. They're just not like that. And I just think the more we try to keep them from doing what they want to do, the more they're going to rebel. I think they're fine. I think he's blowing it out of proportion. I just want to let them, you know, I just want to let them play their games. And I don't think it's that big of a deal. They're not doing anything that's getting them into trouble. And honestly, I like knowing where they are. At least they're, you know, they're safe and they're in the house. And I know what they're doing, you know. I just don't think it's this serious.
Okay.
How much are we talking about? Like, do you have any restrictions on video games? Is it a lot? Is it every day? Is it a lot of the time? You know what I mean? Like, what are we talking about here?
I mean, I'd say, yeah, they do play every day, but there are restrictions. You know, they have to do their homework. They have to, you know, eat dinner.
Take a break and eat some food.
Mountain Dew doesn't count as a three-course meal.
Mountain Dew and Doritos.
Yeah.
No, the restriction is you must do base things that keep human beings alive.
Bathe every few days.
Bathing is an important thing to do. Yeah. That's good. Okay.
Fair enough.
But, you know, I'd say, you know, like after school, they don't come right home and start playing video games. They participate in, like, you know, the school activities and extracurricular type of stuff. So, I don't know. I think that they're doing fine, and they're kids. They're at that age where whatever they're into, they're going to be really, really into it, and we can try and curb it, but I just think they're going to rebel anyway. So at least, you know, at least they're doing what they're supposed to be doing while they're also playing video games a lot.
Okay.
So we want to put this to the people?
Let's do it.
Next with the JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
Are you Team Tom? Go outside and play. Or are you Team Steph? Let them do what they want. possible. 466-969. Couples Therapy and trying to help Tom and Steph with their video game issue at their house. You can let us know, 466-9696. What side are you on? Are you Team Tom? Go outside and play. Or are you Team Steph? It's video games. Let them do what they want to do. What side are you on? Good morning, Eric.
Well, we have a rule at my house where as long as the sun is up and in the summertime, there's no Netflix, no cell phones, no iPad, no nothing. They need to go outside and play, and they need to just be kids. We don't do that stuff at our house. We do it when homework's done and the sun is down and they're relaxed with the family.
Makes sense. Okay. 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter, KX969. What side are you on? Team Tom, Glasside Player, Team Steph. Let them do what they want. We'll get your calls, 466-9696, and the results of Couples Therapy coming up.
Ain't nothing gonna stop us now.
Good morning!
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
Kix 96.9.
And it's Couples Therapy. We're sorting things out for Tom and Steph. And guys, thanks for reaching out to us and being a part of the show. We appreciate you.
Are you still there?
Tom, you still there?
Hello?
Okay.
Yep. Hey, they're there.
Yeah,
okay.
We got you guys. Right.
And Steph, you're still there?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, good.
These Twitter poll and Facebook polls are coming out kind of lopsided, I think.
Well, this is when wording of a question is very important.
We'll sort that out here in a second, but we wanted to know from you on the phones as well. What side are you on when it comes to Team Tom? He wants the kids to go outside and play, and Team Steph wants them to just, let them play video games, do what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, there are quite a few people that are making lots of money playing video games.
That's right.
I'm saying their careers
are
that way.
I'm not sure that's the argument. Okay. On the off chance, you become one of those people.
Right. Hi, Kix, what side are you on, Angie?
I am on the husband's side on this. We have 6 kids living under our household, and we don't have any video games in our house, and our kids are just fine. They don't rebel. They are just fine.
They're just running rampant in the neighborhood, taking out all kinds of lawn ornaments and whatnot.
They do a lot of sports. They play outside. Sorry, I've got screaming kids in my backyard. So, yeah, but they think that they're just talking, so who knows what they're thinking.
Yeah, right, exactly.
No, I'm a strong believer in no video games. I think they should play outside, honestly, yes.
Okay, thank you very much, and good luck with your kids.
I'm so torn on this, but I just assume that everybody will turn out like my baby brother, who he didn't play outside too often. He just played video games, and my parents were especially my father, was... get off that video game and get outside. It's not doing anything for you. Baby bro's a neurologist now. So I don't know.
Hand-eye coordination.
How that works out.
That's a good point.
Or not, but I just assume that's why.
Yeah.
Because he just played Age of Empires constantly.
I'm Maddie, what side are you on?
I am on his side.
Why is that?
My parents always told me that if I read for however many minutes, then I could play.
Okay.
Or I could play games and stuff.
Okay.
And I never read. So
you know. look, I'm making a choice here.
Yeah, so they just made me go outside all the time.
Just
go
outside.
They knew I wasn't going to read.
And you never learned to read, did you, Manny?
Well, I learned. I didn't want to, so.
That's funny. Okay.
I like that the not wanting to read was more important than the wanting to play video games. It's good to prioritize.
We can bring Liz in here and she can give us the results of the poll from Couples Therapy.
Vicky on Facebook says his side with video games. Kids need to play outside. Rule in our house is time reading a book equals time playing. You earn your video game time by spending one hour reading a book equals 1 hour playing video games.
And that makes sense.
An interesting way to do that.
What are the thoughts, producer Liz?
It is a landslide that they need a time limit. 90 to 10.
90 to 10?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, with that result, Steph, how are you feeling about the video games in your house?
I don't know. I think, honestly, it depends on what kind of household you have, but I get it. I can see how, from an outside point of view, how it looks. I guess I can maybe limit it, let them go outside, and, I like the sun up rule thing.
Right, that does make sense.
I could compromise, I think.
And I mean, the sun's going down about 7:30 around here nowadays, so it's like that. By then, you still have some time to go do video games or do some things inside. It does make sense.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Well, we appreciate you, Tom, reaching out to us and getting us involved in your conversation. And, Steph, we appreciate you listening to what our listeners have to say.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You bet, guys. Thanks so
you
much.
Got it.
Thanks for being a part of Couples Therapy.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
If you're live on your radio, it's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with J.P., Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Testing your skills at Miranda Lambert songs with this round of Just a Second.
Which means you get 1 second of the Miranda Lambert song, and then you have to guess what it is in order to win.
And that's all you're getting. Mm-hmm. And we bring into the show Carrie. Good morning, Carrie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fantastic. How are you guys?
Good. And you're a diehard Miranda Lambert fan?
Yep. Love Miranda Lambert and Maren Morris.
Awesome.
Okay, very cool. And we also bring in Dorian. Dorian, you too are a diehard, correct?
For sure, yeah.
Okay. Well, you better be ready, because this is going to be a challenging game where you just get a second of a song. You're going to yell out your name as your buzzer. And then if you got it right, you get a point. And whoever gets the most right is going to see Miranda Lambert live at Pinnacle Bank Arena, along with Maren Morris, Pistolanis, and Tennille Towns. So here is your first song. Your name is your buzzer. Get ready to yell it out. Here we go.
Matters how you look. Oh, Carrie.
Dorian. Carrie!
It's the, just the song about a broken heart, not your mama's breakup song.
The song about a broken heart, not your makeup. Oh, you're really close.
We need
the house that built me.
That's now you're just saying random songs.
Carrie got
the one about not your mom's breakup. You cut your hair with rusty scissors.
Yep, you're in the ballpark. Are we? Nope. We're getting a from the other room.
Producer Liz is our judge.
So that's not it. So Dorian, you can steal it if you know the answer to this song. You know it?
I think it's the house that built me.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
It's not. It is.
Okay.
Go and fix your makeup, girl.
Oh.
Just Mama's broken heart.
You were dancing all around it.
So close to that
you
one, Carrie.
Yeah, I knew it.
You knew it.
Yeah.
I totally knew it.
All right, zero to zero.
The name of the song. Okay. So here we go. Again, your name is your buzzer. Even, do not shout out a song title.
Yeah, say your name first. Even as Giant fans, because the pressure is mounting, this is a hard game.
The funny part is you have to sing through to the title.
You do.
Mama's broken.
All right, here we go.
All right, here's the next song in just a second for Miranda Lambert tickets.
Dorian. Don't care. Broken heart. The house that built me, deep.
Yes.
That's Dorian's very excited to play
I
the
told
game.
You, pressure of
it
this
is
game.
It's true.
Broken heart song. No,
harder.
That's the last one. That's not what I meant.
This game is hard because there's pressure.
Yep. Good job. Darian's got a point. Here's number three in just a second for Miranda Lambert tickets.
Dorian
said her name first.
Gunpowder and Lead.
That is right.
Good job.
So Dorian's got two.
All right, one more and you win.
Carrie, you can try to come back here. We still have a couple more songs for you to choose from.
You can do it.
Perfect.
Here we go.
Dorian. White Liar.
Wow.
Yes. I love Miranda Lambert.
You are a fan.
Wow. You are a fan, and therefore, you are going to Miranda Lambert and Morris on Friday. Wow.
Come say hi to us. We'll be over at Longwell's for the pre-party, so come say hi.
We'll be down there starting around 4
all
o'clock.
Right. Yeah, high fives.
Congrats, Dorian. You're going to Miranda Lambert. Carrie, do not give up. Keep trying to play the game. And, in fact, we'll have tickets to give away down at Longwell's for our pre-party. So thanks for jumping on with us, Carrie.
Thanks, guys.
You bet. And, Dorian, hang on real quick. We'll get some more information for you and your chance to see Miranda Lambert live. It's a pressure cooker.
It's hard.
You've got just a second to get it done.
Don't miss this. Next on the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
We'll get you your next Cash and Concerts keyword coming up. The word for this hour is exercise. So get on our website at KZKX.com for your chance to win your way to $1,000. And Miranda Lambert tickets brought to you by Max Muscle.
J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick. The Kix Morning Show is on now.
Excuse me. I believe you have my stapler.
Oh, Milton. So there's a guy who had the best gig in the world for a while. Right. Too bad he's probably committing fraud.
I mean, I'm so torn on this one. So we need to share the details so you can decide. You can decide where you come down on this.
His name is Ronald Berry. He's 47. He used to work as a subway cleaner for MTA in New York until he got fired a few years ago. But apparently no one told payroll.
Yep.
So for 4 years, he just kept showing up on payday to collect his paychecks. And in that time, they paid him roughly $250,000.
Over the course of 4 years.
That's awesome.
He says he didn't think he was doing anything wrong. He claims he went on sick leave and thought he must have just been on medical leave for 4 years.
There you go.
Now, his pay stubs did list specific hours.
Yeah.
He was supposed to have worked. And so that is what they are saying proves that it's fraud, because you are saying that you worked those specific hours. So Ronald says he didn't know he was doing anything wrong. He's just showing up, picking up my paycheck.
You're going to keep paying me. I'll keep taking that money. Yeah.
When he went to get his paycheck last Thursday, they arrested him.
That's lame.
For fraud. And
now
it's
not his
fault
they screwed up.
They want him to pay back $250,000.
No. I was telling you guys, it's not the exact same, but when I used to be a conductor for Union Pacific Railroad, it was back in 2009, they were furloughing a lot of people.
Yeah.
So basically when you get furloughed, you go home and you don't work.
You get laid off,
and you're laid off. Well, something screwed up in the computer for me and this other dude, and I was just kept getting put on trains.
Even though I had been technically laid off.
Oh, wow. And so I was there, I showed up, and I would ride this train in North Platte and then ride this train back. I showed up, but me and this other dude got paid a lot of money when we shouldn't have. And it was awesome. Like, I was an extra person on there. They had me as like a student. And
so
I didn't have to do
anything.
So
he was already fully staffed with other people?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
Your fellow former coworkers were letting you just have a little ride.
Oh, dude, they were, because I'm in a union, man. So like, it's union against the managers. So like, they never would have me go on the radio at all. I did everything, hand signs, like how to back up the train.
Like,
and
they kind of erased your existence from the outside so that no one would see.
Pretty much. And then I just went back and forth for 6 weeks.
Just rode to North Platte and rode back?
Oh, yeah. I was gone for 6 straight weeks back and forth, and it was awesome. It was awesome. And I'm just like, they'll figure it out sooner or later. This ain't my fault.
Not going to help them.
Yeah, right? So, like, if I'm this dude, like, hey, man, you're sending me stuff. This fraud thing is foolish, because that guy didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
It's on them. This is just people trying to save rich people from giving out money to people who could use it. Get out of here.
I'm kind of with you on that. He showed up and picked up a paycheck, but it wasn't his mistake. Let's just call it a wash and they can walk away from the
$10,000. Right, exactly. Like, no, they probably shouldn't keep paying him.
Right.
But I don't think it's fair. Like, it's not. Doesn't need to pay it back.
What do you guys say?
5 calls. Says it all on Kix 96.9. 466-9696.
Does Ronald need to pay back the money he got from work?
Even though
he wasn't working there for 4 years.
They fired him. No one told payroll. He continued to pick up a paycheck for 4 years.
466-9696. What do you think? Does Ronald have to pay it back? We'll get your calls coming up. 466-9696 or Facebook or Twitter, KX969. It's Chris Young.
Live, local, and loud. It's JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9. 5 calls. Says it all on Kix 96.9. 466-9696.
Ronald got 4 years worth of paychecks from the MTA, where he's a subway cleaner in New York.
Well, he got fired.
Yeah.
And apparently nobody told payroll, because Ronald kept getting paychecks for 4 years.
And the thing about it is, somebody would have had to call Ronald and say, hey, Ronald, your check's here.
No,
it's like
not
he was fired, though.
But if it's every other Friday, if he went and showed, I'm sure there's a place you pick him up. Ronald went and picked up his envelope.
But he knew he was fired.
He claims he thought he was on medical leave.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, you know, whatever. But
for 4 years.
For 4 years.
Yeah.
Because of high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
But over the course of 4 years, he was paid $250,000 and never actually worked. They're saying because there were hours listed on the pay stubs that he was not physically there for, that this is fraud. He's saying, hey, I showed up, you handed me money.
Right.
Like, whose fault is that?
The computer inserted the hours in which he was scheduled to work there, and it was just there. So we wanted to know from you, does he have to pay it back? iKix?
Well, hell no. Payroll's probably a computer.
Right.
Somebody forgot to tell the computer.
Exactly. Yeah. It's on the computer. It's not Ronald's fault.
Hell no.
Well, I don't condone crime if there was a crime, but I say let the dude keep the money.
Exactly.
Right? He's been living off it for 4 years. What's he going to do now?
Well, I mean, I guess we got to find out, was there, like, something in writing saying he was fired? Nonetheless, let that just go aside. Keep the money.
Right? I mean, good. If somebody wants to give you money, are you going to say no?
It's probably not at all. I'm going to say, here, I'll take the money. Thanks. Appreciate it. Good job. So the consensus is just, no, it should just be a wash.
Leave Ronald alone. Let I Ronald mean, have obviously the they're not going to keep paying him.
No, I mean,
Ronald
he's done now.
Alone.
I mean, hopefully he saved up that money and he can do whatever he wants with it. That's what we think. So you can let us know, Facebook or Twitter, KX969, what side you're on. Our one big thing, first of all, congrats goes out to Dorian. She won earlier with Just a Second for Miranda Lambert tickets.
And she was so excited. She said she's a huge Miranda Lambert fan and got to see her once years ago and is so excited to see her again.
Yeah, Miranda Lambert, Mara Morris, Pistol Annies, and Tennille Towns are going to be down at PBA on Friday. We'll have more chances all week long for you to win with the morning show. But we also have some other giveaways, too, including cash and concerts. And we're going to be out at U-Stop tomorrow starting at 4 o'clock with more Miranda Lambert tickets to be given away.
All your last minute tickets, because that is Friday. That's
yep.
Soon, all of a sudden.
So you stop at 27th and Porter Ridge from 4 to 6. Miranda Lambert tickets, all kinds of samples of Pepsi stuff, too, because Pepsi's going to be out there with us and win some Pepsi prizes, some gas specials as well, out at you stop 27th and Porter Ridge tomorrow, 4 o'clock with Coryell, with another chance for you to win Miranda Lambert tickets with Kicks.